AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there is a good faith effort to try to raise the debt limit. They just have to keep working on it.
There's an urgency. We want to see this done as soon as possible as it relates to the debt limit. The teams are going to meet on a regular basis, multiple times a day, to deal with the budget negotiations. And this could be, this could be done today.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says they are not close to a deal with President Biden. The bottom line, he says, cut government spending.
This is a time where we should be paying off the credit card instead of when we're making more money, you should pay that credit card off. What did the Democrats do? They start spending more money.
The Republican presidential field will get another high-profile candidate tomorrow. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Two people with knowledge of his plan say Ron DeSantis will announce his campaign during a Twitter Spaces audio event with Elon Musk. DeSantis is seen as Donald Trump's leading rival for the GOP nomination, and this move has him again taking a page from the Trump playbook. The ex-president used social media to dominate his 2016 rivals. DeSantis has long been expected to join the field, but the timing of his announcement had been kept secret. GOP Senator Tim Scott announced his own bid this week, painting himself as an optimistic alternative to both DeSantis and Trump. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump made a video appearance in a New York courtroom. The judge tentatively scheduled the former president's criminal trial for March 25th of next year. That date would fall in the heat of the presidential primary season. Trump pleaded not guilty last month to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records at his family company. A federal appeals court dealt a legal setback to the Biden administration on guns in a lawsuit challenging tighter regulations on stabilizing braces, an accessory used in several mass shootings. This is AP News. France is laying out security plans for the opening of the Paris Olympics.
The Interior Minister, the Organizing Committee President for the Paris Games, and the French capital's mayor signed an 11-page security protocol for the ceremony on July 26, 2024. It explains steps that will be taken to shield huge crowds and 10,500 athletes from the threats of terrorism, drone attacks, and other risks. A notable change is that the spectators, who can watch the open-air extravaganza for free, will need to pre-register for tickets. They'll be spread along a 3.5-mile stretch of the River Seine, the show lasting over 3 hours. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The largest LGBTQ plus rights organization in the U.S., the Human Rights Campaign, is joining other civil rights organizations in issuing a travel advisory for Florida, warning newly passed laws and policies may pose risks to minorities, immigrants, and gay travelers. Ed Donahue, AP News.